This week is going to be full of sunshine and nice weather, so get out and about before the cold returns. From kid-friendly attractions to dog-permitted walks, Local Profile has you covered for the fantastic trails of Collin County and beyond. Legacy Trail, Plano Ware, Rockledge Lane, W. Spring Creek Parkway length, 4.4 miles amenities, playground located near Bluebonnet Trail. Legacy Trail is another family-friendly trail, perfect for walking, riding or running. Dogs are allowed on the trail but must be kept on a leash. The trail, 4.4 miles one way, is entirely paved. A playground is located at the nearby park for those with young kids. But there is limited shade, so pack extra water for those unseasonably hot days. The trail is typically not very busy, making it perfect for new puppies or little ones to explore. Hobitzell Park Trail, Plano Ware, 7,500 Red River Drive length, 1 mile with additional side trails amenities, covered amphitheater, playground. Hobitzell Park Trail is a 1 mile loop, but additional non-paved trails can be found off the main trail. The trail in total is about 3.4 miles with several areas to get off the concrete and explore the wilderness. Non-venomous snakes are common in some areas of the trail depending on the time of the year, and bugs are also unwelcome visitors near watery areas, so pack some bug spray and watch out for slithering friends. The area itself is full of lush green trees and wildflowers. The trail is perfectly located next to two playgrounds for kids to play on it between walking. A large covered amphitheater can be found about halfway through the trail, making it perfect for a packed picnic. Redding Trail, Addison Ware, 14,705 Sherlock Doctor length, 3.35 miles amenities, benches, water fountains, art, dog run. Located in Addison, the Redding Trail is great for a short stroll. The trail is split into four segments. The north segment extends from Dome Park North to Arapahoe Road and is about 0.5 miles long. The south segment extends from Dome Park to George Bush Elementary School and is also 0.5 miles long. The east segment extends approximately 0.35 miles to the Redding Trail Dog Park and will connect to Midway Road Trail in the future. The west segment extends approximately 0.5 miles to Marsh Lane. Parts of the trail are shaded and water fountains can be found throughout with dog-friendly spouts. The area also has several benches for quick rests and art pieces and sculptures can be found on the trail. A dog run is located at the end of the trail if your furry friend has any extra energy. Bob Woodruff Park Trail, Plano Ware, 2601 San Gabriel Doctor length, 3.7 miles amenities, restrooms, learning center. This trail is made up of a loop and multiple branching paths within Bob Woodruff Park. It offers connections to the Santa Fe Trail and the Oak Point Park and Nature Preserve Trail. Additionally, it links to various community amenities such as the Outdoor Learning Center. Restrooms are available near the large duck pond on the southern part and northern end at Oak Point. Tatchez Trail Park, Frisco Ware, West Rollit Creek, Main Street length, 2.2 miles. Amenities, picnic tables, wildlife viewing. The trail provides a paved surface for hiking or biking along Rollit Creek and the trailhead features an overlook with interesting facts and historical information. Picnic tables and a wildlife viewing area are perfect for families to rest and enjoy what the park has to offer. The trail is open year-round and is beautiful to visit anytime. Dogs are welcome but must be on a leash. Irwin Park Trail, McKinney Ware, 4300 County Route 1006 length, 10 miles amenities, covered pavilions, electricity, bike repair stations. This park provides ample space for all hiking, biking and picnicking needs. With 10 miles of trail space, mountain biking is a great option for beginners and intermediate riders. On the trail are two Darrow bike repair stations for minor repairs including tools, a stand to hold the bike and an air pump. There are also three covered pavilions with picnic tables, one of which has electricity, Pecan Grove Shelter. North Shore Trail, Flower Mound Ware, Twin Coves Park Road length, 9 miles amenities, parking, with fees. North Shore Trail is considered a more moderate trail at 18 miles out and back, but the views are worth it. The trail is suitable for both cyclists and hikers, although it's advisable to exercise caution at certain challenging spots. Dogs are allowed but must be leashed. You can begin your journey from Rockledge Park, Twin Coves Park, or Morrill Park. Each of these parks offers trailheads and designated parking for your convenience. Note that there is an entrance fee to access Rockledge Park, but you can access the trail from Morrill Park and Twin Coves Park without additional charges. At Twin Coves Park, if you park just outside the gate, you can access the North Shore Trail for free. Bluebonnet Trail, Plano. Ware, K Avenue, Greenway Avenue and Midway Road. Length, 7.6 miles with shorter breakout trails. Amenities, restrooms and parking. Bluebonnet Trail can be tricky to locate, but lucky for you, we have the inside scoop. The 7.6 mile trail is dog friendly with leashes required, and it is an easy walk even for kids, but limited shade can make the walk hot during unseasonably hot fall weather. Easy access to parking and restrooms can be found at Carpenter Park. If you hope to get a glimpse of bluebonnets, they are commonly found right before the intersection of Coit Road and Sailmaker Lane, but you will have to wait until spring to catch a glimpse. Arbor Hills Nature Preserve, Plano. Ware, 6701 West Parker Road. Length, 8.8 miles with shorter breakout trails. Amenities, restrooms, parking, covered pavilion, playground. A variety of scenic trails with creeks and small waterfalls allow for different walks every time, and plenty of grassy spots to stop for a picnic or take some Insta-worthy pictures. The trails are paved and unpaved, so make sure to bring some shoes you don't mind getting dirty, especially during the rainy season. Some trails are closed during certain times of the year for maintenance, but there are always many options all levels of walkers and hikers can enjoy. Amenities include 3 miles of paved hiking trail, 3 miles of unpaved hiking trail, a 2.8-mile off-road bike trail, a covered pavilion and a playground. The pavilion can be reserved for special events. Restrooms can be found on site and leashed pets are allowed. Chisholm Trail, Plano. Ware, 401 West 16th Street. Length, 9.3 miles with shorter breakout trails. Amenities, parking. Chisholm Trail is a fully paved hike and bike trail that follows a scenic creek through central Plano. It starts at Harrington Park and travels north and west to Legacy Drive. This trail intersects with the Bluebonnet Trail in Jack Carter Park. This is a popular trail for road biking, running and walking, so it may be busier during weekends. The trail is open year-round and dogs are welcome, but must be on a leash. This article was originally published on September 15, 2023. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.